Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Negotiating can be really, really tough. I mean, I know some people love it. They love the game. I am not a big fan. I walk into a market in a developing country and I just want to pay what they're asking for. But it is a skill that you can learn. It is something that you can get better at. And that can make a big difference when it comes to your money, whether it's asking for a raise at work or looking for a bargain on a piece of furniture you found on Facebook Marketplace. There's actually a framework that can help you get a bit more of what you want and in a fair way. Barry Nailbuff lays all that out in his book called Split the Pie, A Radical New Way to Negotiate. Nailbuff is a professor at the Yale School of Management and an expert in game theory. He joins us from New Haven, Connecticut. Hello there.
Hello. Thanks for making a big pie today.
A radical new way. What is radical about this approach?
Most people start negotiation talking about price or perhaps talking about interests. What I want to do is start the negotiation by talking about how we're going to negotiate. And in particular, have the plan that we're going to create a big pie and agree to split it right up front.
When I was in business school 1,000 years ago, we did a negotiation simulation between labor and management, and I was assigned the task of heckler. So basically, my role was to try and annoy the other team such that we could get through it faster and get more of what we want. My assumption is your method does not include the role of heckler.
I think that's a pretty fair assumption. That one of the remarkable things about my students at Yale is they are smart, generous, empathetic. Until they negotiate. Mm. And then many of them become jerks.
Right.
And people think they have to be a jerk, a heckler, in order to be successful in negotiation. But it's exactly the reverse. It's the empathy, the IQ, is what's going to allow you to be more successful in figuring out what the pie is and making it bigger.
So can you give us an example? Let's use the raise at work one, just because it's something that a lot of people have experienced. How does that conversation go between employee and manager?
It's trying to understand why it is this is going to be a great fit, why you're going to be able to create extra value for the company. In fact, one question I like people to ask is, help me understand why the smart, wonderful people you've hired in the past haven't worked and why what's gone wrong. Because if you can understand what's gone wrong, you can then convince them that you are the case that's going to go right. They're going to be more excited about hiring you, and therefore there's going to be a bigger pie for the two of you to divide up.
Bring this to, I referenced game theory off the top here. Let's define that and then look at your methodology in that context.
Game theory is understanding how interactions work. It's thinking of, instead of decision theory where there's just one person, it's realizing that what you do, your success, depends on what other people do. And people often think of negotiations as a zero sum in the sense that if I get more, you have to get less. What they forget about is that if we don't reach an agreement, we both get zero. And my goal is to help people avoid that zero-zero outcome. People are prepared to say no to a deal that they don't think is fair. And so if we can figure out what's really fair, then we can reach agreements and avoid the lose-lose result.
The other dynamic that I'm sure is quite relevant in this context is the collateral damage here of relationships, that when you come at it from a zero-sum game perspective, there are a lot of things that can be destructive to someone, to the human at the other side of the table, who you then need to work with over the course of the next 12 months.
Absolutely. So a couple lessons here. One is I say, fight fire with water. Don't fight fire with fire. Don't escalate. Because that's one way to make these things go out of control and have bad feelings. The other is I'm a little bit like Mr. Spock from Star Trek, which is I'm trying to bring logic into negotiation. And that's another way to take down the emotion. Because if what you're really doing is explaining what the pie is and providing a fair division, then it's hard to be upset with what the other side is proposing.
One has some control over how we, I, the human on this side, behaves in the negotiation. I could be looking at a super big jerk on the opposite side of the table. How does the method work when the other party is not aligned to this framework?
Well, I've had that experience of negotiating with trolls, with people who don't care about fairness. And my point is, I explain to them what the negotiation is really about, and that if they want to reach a deal with me, they have to accept a fair outcome. And then they have a choice. They can pick something that's arbitrary, that has no basis, or they can do something that's fair. And for them, the fair result is better than no deal. So having a principle beats arbitrary.
What advice do you have for reading the situation in terms of whether negotiating is even possible? So in today's context of bidding wars on houses, there's no negotiation. It's who bids the highest amount. At the very same time, we're in a very strong job market, and so negotiating job offers can make sense. How do you read the tea leaves on where this approach has a hope of succeeding?
So at the risk of contradicting, I'm going to say even a hot housing market, there's a potential for negotiation. My mother was renting in Florida, and her landlord decided to sell the house. He says it's a hot market with work from home. And so he says, look, I'm going to list it at $800,000, but for you, I'll sell it for $790,000. Now, instead of coming back with price, what we did is said, hey, we can avoid the real estate agent commission, the 5%, the $40,000. And you're proposing that we get 10, you get 30. And he says, yes, that's right. It's a hot market. I should get more of it. And my response is, the hot market means the price is high. But in order to get that $40,000, you need us just as much as we need you. And so we should split it 20-20. And he agreed to that. And then we figured out what the market price was based on the recent sales. There were five of them on the same street. It's a development. And so essentially, let's turn negotiation into a data exercise, having agreed to split the pie.
There is more data around salaries now than there would have been 5 or 10 years ago. How do you weave that into my raise example?
Yeah, well, if you don't know what the other, if you don't have the data in terms of what's the market price, then you risk being taken advantage of. And so we're seeing laws now in New York City where companies have to put the whole salary range in when they're making offers, when they're advertising jobs. And I think that's a great development. It turns out asking people their prior salaries has been discriminatory. Instead, what they did is ask them what their expectations were, but that turned out to be worse because they didn't give men and women the same credit when they asked about expectations. They didn't count women's expectations as much as men. So getting data out there, I think, is going to be a huge way of leveling the playing field.
Well, and I mean, this is the broader question around information of all types. So the price of the house on the street, the price, the list price of a car versus the, you know, what the dealer pays for it, all those sorts of things. It isn't fair. How do you negotiate with someone when they just have more information than you have?
Yeah. So I'll give you two examples of how to do that. In one case, I was working with New Haven, negotiating with the city with somebody who was going to put in development to the airport. And they've done this 100 times. We had done it none. And so I said, you have to give us your spreadsheet because I have to be able to convince the mayor that what you're proposing is a fair deal. Right. And I want you to make money. But the fact is, I need to have a sense of how we're dividing up that pie or I can't justify it.
If you had to distill everything that you have spent your career learning, researching, testing, both in theory and in practice, what would be this number one thing you would want listeners to take away?
Figure out what it is you're really negotiating over and agree up front to take that pie and split it evenly.
That's great. Barry Nailbuff, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Barry Nailbuff is the author of Split the Pie, A Radical New Way to Negotiate.